Loud. So the so Tanem Rabbi Kiva b'shlosh dvarim oiv ani es hamadiim, right, the meads shechodchin es habasar and chodchin al gabe al shulchan. We talked about why chodchin al gabe hayad could be either a din of mios or a din of sakana. Shenoshkin enoshkin al gabe hayad. So Rashi says this is derech hashivas uchshe yoatzin. Right, they want to maintain discretion. So Rashi quotes the idea of Naim Lakotel. So the point being that, you know, you got to be discreet. And in a broader sense, you know, Ezahu Chacham Halomed Mikoladam. So Rabbi Kiva didn't hesitate to say there are things that we could learn from Madai. Tanya Rangamliel, Bishoshadwari Moheva Niyasa Parsiim, right? Parasu Madai. Tznuin, go ahead. Bechilasan, tznuin bebeis akisei, betash mishamitra. Bedvar acher. So again, they, you know, were like paragons of modesty. Okay, so again, you know, same kind of idea. The Gemara then comes back and says, but don't think, you know, that you know somehow redeems them. Anitzi visi lemekudashai tani Rav Yosef elu parsiim habekudashin mizumanim legehenum. Right. The point is that despite the fact that they manifested a very profound level of tznius, right? In the end, you're mekudash u'mezuman for Gehenim. Okay. So we were dealing with the issue of the three-way machlokes that we have, right, between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Gamliel, you know, tells his sons, kol masha amru chachamim ad chatzos, tzuli mitzvah sach yala alus ha-shachar, bad kidei laharchik es adam min avera. So Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, halacha ke Rabbi Gamliel, so that we really paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, not like Rabbi Eliezer. And the question is whether the Chachamim even really disagree with that. So Tani Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, it's an amazing line. Pa'amim, there are sometimes. So that seems like an obvious stira, right? How could you say that it's Lila? Right, apparently, according to this day in the Gemara, this is what we call the Lishna Kama. It's Lila all the way until Nates, right? We would assume after Alos, you know, Alos this morning was 5:55, Mishayakir was 6:25, and Nates was 7:15. So that time frame, according to the Lishna Kama, is still defined as night. And you could be Yotze Yer Chovas Kriyat Shema Shayom. So Agufa Kashem, right about them, Shadim Kori Kriyat Shema Shtepam in Balila, Al Maliach, Shialam Rashachar Leel Yehu. V'hadartani yotzei b'nidei chovaso achas shalyom v'achas shalayla alma yumamahu. So the Gemara says, lo la'olam le'al yehu v'hadakari le'yom di'ika inchi dekaimi b'hayishaita. So the Gemara is really getting at, Ilan, is what point? That we're not really interested in yom and layla objectively for Kriyat Shema. What we're interested in is zman kima and zman shchiva. Okay, so even if it is objectively defined as layla until Netzachama, a very important issue, right, if there are people who are getting up, it's uvkumecha, so then you can be yotzei your chovas kriyat shema, quote, shel yom, or shel shachris. So that's what the Gemara, you know, appears to say. So Amr v'acha bar chanina v'rishio ben Levi, halacha, k'rabi shoban yuchai, that we in fact do paskin this way. So that is interesting. Do we really paskin this way? So let's take a look at Tosfos, and then I'll tell you what the Rambam has to say about it. But that is fascinating, right? Doesn't mean, by the way, that we also paskin that the time between Alos and Eids is also Gufa Laila, right? Normally we think about that as kind of a suffix, right? That was the Rav's famous point, Ben Sion's already nodding, that it's not a suffix that we don't know, but it's an intrinsic suffix, inherent suffix, right? That it's a mixture, a taroves of Yom Va'Laila. So are we really saying, that would be amazing if the Gemara was taking a stand on that issue. That would be very helpful. So let's see, Tosfos of Lo Lo Lam Leil. Yehu Satema Imkein Lema Ribusa. Right, shepamim yeshadim kori la'achar shi'alam u'rashachar shnei pamim v'yotzei mishum shachris mishum arvis. It's a very good question. So if you really believe that between Alos and Eitz is Laila, so for sure should be yotzei chovas kriyat shema shel Laila. That's a given. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that you could be yotzei kriyat shema shel shachris because it meets the standard of kumecha. So say the much bigger chiddush. So Tosfos here doesn't go all the way. The next Tosfos is going to go much further. Yehi lomar dehachi kamer leolam laila hu b'shar mitzvos debina mehu yom kamo tefillin v'tzitzis. Right? That it really isn't yom. It's defined strictly as laila. right, tefillin, and it says, like, kriyat shema lo, ho, v'ikin, shi, dekai, mi, ba'i, shaita, lav, zman, shchivahu. So you couldn't say it because it's not considered zman shchiva. That if there are already people who are getting up, that the point is, you couldn't be yotze, according to the Lishna Kama, your kriyat shema shalayla, when it's actually laila. That's the irony, right? You can only be yotze your kriyat shema shel shacharis because it's really a din of kumecha and not really a din in yom balayla. That's what Tosfos is saying so far. V'hai din haka lachar shiyalim ad ha-shachar lam tafka miyad hu tatzor echlam din d'chol pachos shiur demasnisan ad shiyakir b'tchila slikarti. And again, as I pointed out today, mishayakir was today was half an hour after alos ha-shachar. The Balei Tosfos is always looking to make sure that we get that. Okay, now let's go to the Ika d'Amri. Avi, go ahead. Right, so again, this would be a fundamental machlokes about what the status of the time is between Alos and Eitz. Now you're saying it's Yom, okay? Hagufa kashim at the pavim shadim kari kriyash shepamim be yom alma kodem leitz chami yom amahu. Right, so the Gemara answers similarly. Lo, deganu b'hayishaita. The reason that we call it right lelia is really a melitza. It's not actually what it is, but there are people who are sleeping, so it's a zman shchiva. So remember, Achav, Rabbi Chanina, Rishab ben Levi, halacha. Right, okay, so the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, like the not the Lishna Kama, but like the Lishna Basra. So the question is, you know, how is this all going to shake out in the end, okay? So I'm Rab Zera, but, okay, fine, we'll give you that, but Bilvad Shalo Yomar Hashkivenu, right? So that if you're going to say, we're not sure, it ends up being a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but if you're going to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, you've got to be talking about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis because Hashkivenu is in Ma'ariv, right? You're going to be saying Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis either before Alos, that's Rashi Shita, or according to Lishna Basra, before Nates, then you can't say Hashkivenu because we know that people are already starting to get up, presumably. Okay, so that's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Let's just establish that. Vilvad Shel Yomar Hashkivenu, Rashi says, Kori kriyat shema shalayla shacharis. You're right. You only say hashkivenu when people are going to sleep. So it's still zman shchiva. You can still say kriyat shema shel arvis, quote unquote, even though what we're discovering is that's not really the issue. The issue is b'shach b'chav kumecha, but you can't say hashkivenu because asher hashkivenu is a din and when people go to sleep and not when people just are sleeping. So Tosfos disagrees. What's that? No, for sure not. For sure not. Right? Sheva bayom hilal ticha. Hashkivenu is really just an add-on also. Tiknu hashkivenu. Right? So that is Gemara daf dalet. Vilvad shelo yomar hashkivenu. Right? Major machlokes lahalacha. Okay? He says, now, of course, if you're really saying it prior to Alos HaShachar, you could still say Hashkivenu. That's definitely defined as Man Shechiva. V'od, Amai Desalik Mineh. It makes a lot of sense to say that this Hashkivenu is going on the Lishna Basra. So, therefore, HaPerish HaSar Mikutzi Dekai Akodem HaNeitz Desalik Mineh. V'kach Chamar D'lamatzi Mimer Hashkivenu D'lav Zman Shechiva Hu Kevan Sh'ala Kvar Amud HaShachar Afilu Kodem Haneid. So Tosfos is saying what? Tosfos is saying you can't say Hashkivenu. I don't care whether or not people are sleeping. The bottom line is, after Alos, go ahead. What does it sound like? To the Matzi, the Meimar Hashkivenu loves Man Shchiva Ukevan Sheala Kvar Amud HaShachar. This is the part of Tosfos where they sort of synthesize the two. And say, well, whatever it is that people are doing, if you really have Alos HaShachar, maybe that, you know, establishes some status of Yom in its own right, right? Because he holds it as according to Lishna Basra, and then you can't really consider that to be a pure Zman Shechiva. So this is very important back and forth. So let's just go a few lines more in the Gemara. We'll see one more Rashi, a Tosfos, and then I'll tell you what the Pesach of the Rambam is. So Kiyasa Rizcha Bar Yosef Yer Mahadar Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chinam Rishom Levi Lav Beferish Adil Michlala Itmar. It was derived as opposed to being stated explicitly. Dehav Zuga De Rabban and Dishtak Miluv Devei Rabbi Shub and Levi. So a bunch of guys got drunk at Rabbi Shub and Levi, his son's wedding. So us the kind of Rabbi Shub and Levi, so they had to fess up, and then they said, you know, what should we do about Kriyat Shema? Amar Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Alav Bishas Hatchak. Like, you're relying on this Maimer of Rabbi Shimon, and we assume, because it's, you know, Amai Desalik Minei, that's Lishna Basra, that you could really say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, which you missed because you were drunk, all the way until Nates, but maybe not Hashkivenu. So, Rashi says, Bishas Adchak, Aval Shelo Bishas Adchak Lo. So the Rambam thought the following. Oh, you know, let's see Tosfos first. It's going out of order. Tosfos and then the Rambam. Okay. Avi, go ahead, Tosfos. Lo levim b'amahu. V'im tomar, same question as before. Go for the bigger chiddush. Lisnei shtei pa'amim kodem anetz achama. Right, because if you really believe, right, according to Lishna Basra, that as soon as alos happens, it's really yom, but that there's dispensation because people are still sleeping, ikav nei adam deganu, to say kriyat shema shel arvis, so then you can have a much bigger chiddush. Between alos and nates, you can say kriyat shema twice, and because it's fundamentally yom, you should be yotze kriyat shema shel shachris. Because people are still sleeping, you could be yotze kriyat shema shel arvis. Okay? V'im tamar lisnei shtei pa'amim kodem anetz acham v'yavi b'sut tfeida v'ilu kodem anetz acham v'zman dekriyat shema shel shachris. Yesh lomar. But it's really not defined as yom. But that would be a problem. The kashya Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva, the hacha kamar achar hanetz ulakaman kamar mishayakar bin chamar larod dehainu afilu kodem. Rabbi Kiva's shiur for his man kriyat shema shacharis is before nates. So rather, so inami yishlomar, if you don't want to, you know, run into a kasha Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva clearly holds that you can say kriyat shema shel shachris before nates, so inami yishlomar, yimamahu afilu gabe kriyat shema, dehazman kimahu, v'hadu lo nakad beis pamim kodem anetz acham, mishim deboi la'ashmina shenu yotze b'shalayla achar hanetz. So according to the second day in Tosfos, absolutely, you could, on the same day, it's not a tarti desasre, maybe not l'chatchila, but you could actually, between alos and nates, get away with, according to the Lishna Basra, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, say kriyat shema shel arvis, and shel shachris, between alos and nates. Now, you'd sacrifice something, it's not likuva, Ezra was asking about that, but you're sacrificing hashkivenu, but it's still fundamentally right defined as a period of. Now again, for the kriyat shema shel shacharis, for Rabbi Kiva, you need to wait for mishayakir bin chamor la'arod. So it wouldn't be immediately following alos, but I don't know, 20 minutes or whatever it is, whatever that zman is, mishayakir bin chamor la'arod. So you'd be able to do that. So how does the Rambam learn lahalacha? So the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Kriyat Shema says the following. He's much more flexible with respect to Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis than he is with respect to Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. It sounds like he generally goes in the direction of the Lishna Basra. So here's what he says. Despite the fact that the Gemara and the Lishna Kama said the halacha was like Rabbi Shimon, that you could say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis after Alos, it's still Laila. So just like the Balei Tosfos said, well, no, not really. The Rambam says it's only when you're anus. It's only when you're anus. So he holds that to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis between Alos and Neis is a din not even in Bidyevet, it's a din in anus. Uvil Vashel Yomar Hashkivein. However, during that same time period, it's really interesting, the Rambam seems to believe that you could say Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis B'di'eved, not Anos, B'di'eved. U'bishas Adchak could go into Yotzi L'drachim Afilu L'chatchila. Now, there's other wrinkles to the Rambam, because the Rambam really thinks that the whole idea of waiting until Shalosh Shaos, the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, is then B'di'eved. The Rambam thinks that to really fulfill the mitzvah L'chatchila, we all have to daven Vasikin every single day. Yeah, that's important. He says the ideal time for a Kriyat Shema is 6 minutes before Nates every single day. And B'di'eved, a person who's Macher, basically all the Jews for all of Jewish history of all time, according to Rambam, are only fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which is a very significant mitzvah, as we're learning about this year. They're only fulfilling that B'di'eved. So, gun to your head, Avi, the Rambam seems to believe Aliba L'Lishna Basra, that the time between Alos and Nates is fundamentally Yom. So again, he's willing to allow not B'di'eved, only Be'anus, a person to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arv is during that time, because even if it's Yom, Ika B'nei Adam Deganu, it's still B'shachbacha. It's still defined as Man Shechiva in a very... unusual sense, but it would appear again. This you have to scrutinize this against all the other Rambams. But it would appear that the Rambam is taking something of a stand on the time period between Alos and Nates. Because again, the Rambam is highly forgiving. He says lichat chila, person is yotze the derech, they can say kriyat shema between Alos and Nates. Lichat chila. And even if it's not like a B'di'eved person, whatever, let's say they're not Yotze L'Derech, but, you know, for whatever reason they decided to say Kriyat Shema, you're Yotze. He would not say the same thing about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So the Rambam is obviously taking a stand on this issue. Now, whether you can go so far as to say the Yom and Laila point that I was suggesting, or is it just a Din Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, that's a very important question. But that's the way the Rambam came down in this Gemara, Yenison. Well, again, that might come back to what I was pointing out. If the Rambam really believed that at that point it was Yom, right? Tosos seems to suggest that. Kevan Shalom, but a Shachar. So I like to put Tosos and the Rambam together. That's why I wanted to go in that order. So Tosos and Tesamid Aleph, when he says, it's once the Alos HaShachar has happened, it's a little preposterous to say Hashkivenu. That I think is a very powerful line. So it could be the Rambam felt similarly, that there was some objective criterion. So again, just to review, what the Gemara is really getting at is that, you know, in Kriyat Shema, we're really looking for Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. And we're moving away from definitions of Yom and Laila. But one of the things that we saw at the end is that it might not be so simple. It may matter still, you know, in terms of how you objectively define Yom and Laila. And there may be some evidence here that the time between Alos and Nates, for some Rishonim, might fundamentally be Yom. Now, there are certain advantages to waiting for Hanetz Achama, and the question is, what exactly is that? If it's really already Yom, so then what does Nates do? Well, how does that change things? So it's an interesting question. But it would seem like there's some kind of a synthesis between objective facts, like what is Yom and Laila, and sociology, like when are people awake and when are they sleeping? Avik. You can say that, right? That would be one way of reading the Rambam's psak here. But it's not entirely Zman Kima, because he does allow at the outermost reaches for a person who is anus to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So it's not purely Zman Kima. There's also some element of Zman Shechiva. So, my question is, if the Rambam is moded to that, be'anus, so he's saying that there's still some element of Zman Shkiva. It's not as Zman Hashkivenu. Nobody's going to sleep anymore, but people might still be sleeping. So you can't just hang your hat, Avi, simply on the idea that it's Zman Kima. There's got to be some other factor here. So I'm wondering if the Rambam felt that it was fundamentally Yom. But what do you do? So here's where I think it gets really interesting. Let's say you define something as Yom, but Bnei Adam are Shochvin, outside the realm of Kriyat Shema. Could that be Ben Sion, the Yichus of Hanetzach Hama? So maybe that's exactly the point. In other words, the reason that L'chatchila you should wait for Neitz to performing all of the mitzvos Hayom, you might say this, is because even if objectively day starts at Alos, what you really want to wait for is human activity. That would be one way of learning the entire, not just the Kriyat Shema, it's like, you know, all of Shas, Tefillin and Tzitzis, and you might say such a thing. So this is exactly what's at stake here in this Gemara. Now again, for the Rambam, this takes on additional significance because the Rambam is goofy, the moment we're going to get to this. Again, but the Rambam is the one who really thinks that the din of Rabbi Yeshua is a complete din b'di'eved. The idea of waiting until 3 hours, right? Many Rishonim accept that, you pass like Rabbi Yeshua, so that there's nothing, you know, maybe there's something optimal about being like the Vasikin, but that's a mitzvah min amovchar, that's not, you know, the only way to be mekayim b'din l'chatchila. But it would seem like the Rambam thought that that was clearly b'di'eved. That's a very important point. Yeah, that's right.
We begin Maris, and Maris will take place in the same classroom as you have last year today, unless you have gym with Mr. Eddy or meet time. We also will begin at 5:25 in the Bet Midrash. Attendance is mandatory. Attendance will be taken.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening.
Again, we're starting Maris.
That you're saying, who's getting up?
Who's going? I mean, who's still up? Oh yeah, you're right. There's no monkey. Oh my god, thank you.
Nope. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Very good. So we will hold it up here. Just a Friday morning a reminder. 7:15 on Friday morning, we'll be in the base medrash.